Chuck Sunohara.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. There are guys out there. Would they be good fits for the Browns? I don't know. I'm intrigued by wide receivers, as you know that. There might be a running back or two that you might want more than Deontay Foreman, maybe a DB. I'm going to give you a couple of names, Andy. I want to know, yay or nay, okay. Would you have any interest here?
Okay.
First, I'm going to go with some information provided by our friends at BetKansas.com. Ooh. Okay? They sent out a little email to us.
Okay. Didn't know we were friends, but okay.
Odds on the next team to sign former Giant, former Chief, former make Dan Menigan and scream at the top of his head, Kadarius Toney. Okay?
Okay. We're doing this. We're doing Clunker Watch.
The biggest.
There we go.
Odds on who to sign this guy. The biggest odds are on the field, so not these six specific teams that they mentioned.
So well played.
Oh, nice. That's pretty good. The Washington Commanders have a 9.1% chance to sign Kadarius Toney. These are odds here.
Right.
Washington, Arizona, and Pittsburgh all at 9.1%. The Las Vegas Raiders at 10%.
We're nowhere near that.
As are the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, I kind of like it.
The number one team odds-wise, according to BetKansas.com, to sign Kadarius Toney, your Cleveland Browns.
Really?
14.3% chance.
Maybe they just think Browns fans will bet that.
Well, that's now. These are odds, so yes, we understand that, right? But they say Kadarius Toney to the Browns. Number one team, most likely to sign him. I think that's fascinating.
Are you buying that?
I think the Browns are going to be in the market for another wide receiver, Andy. I really do. And I say that for a couple of reasons. Number one, David Bell has yet to materialize. They've shown you, and I like David. You like David. We like what we think he can bring to the team if he gets more of an opportunity that he hopefully has to earn. But we've already seen they've moved on from one third-round choice at wide receiver. Anthony Schwartz isn't here anymore.
I just don't see it.
Okay. Kadarius Toney, punt return, Super Bowl, touchdown. That worked beautifully. I think he's interesting. There are other guys that are also interesting, according to CBS Sports. You ready?
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you some of these names, and then you tell me what you think, okay?
Okay.
Desmond Ridder, we don't need a quarterback.
No.
Nor Bailey Zappi. But they say Kadarius Toney, most likely landing spot, is Washington with the Commanders.
Okay.
Former Ohio State Buckeye wide receiver Noah Brown. He was let go by Houston. You might remember last year, he had a stretch where it was unbelievable. Week 9, he had 153 yards receiving. In week 10, he had 172 yards. Back-to-back games. I mean, he put up big numbers. They say the most likely landing spot, the L.A. Chargers. And they got rid of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, so maybe they need somebody. Samaje Perine. The former Bengal, the former Washington Commander, let go by Denver. They say his potential landing spot is Green Bay, which makes perfect sense because they don't have Aaron Jones. They brought in Jacobs, and A.J. Dillon went on the IR for the season. They say Green Bay. If you're the Browns, would you like Perine more than Deontay Foreman? I don't know. That's going to be a call. That's going to be a call.
That's a toss-up, isn't
it? Dan mentioned this name yesterday, cornerback Caleb Farley, who in 2021 was a first-round pick of the Tennessee Titans out of Virginia Tech. He's a corner. And they have potential landing spot listed as Cleveland Browns. Why? They connected dots to Mike Vrabel.
Oh,
I don't know how many Vrabel dots you're allowed to connect anymore. Are you allowed to connect Vrabel dots?
Yeah, I think you can do that.
Are you?
Yeah. Can't you? Dan? Yeah.
How much pull does a consultant have?
I don't know.
He's more than a consultant. He could walk into the room and go, guys.
He's out there running against Jameis Winston.
If he wanted to stand on the table for somebody, I think he'd have a huge voice.
Mike likes 50. He's like 50 and he can still run. Nice job, Mike.
I mean, that's the thing with this role of being a consultant. We kind of all have no idea what he's doing, what purpose it's serving, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of just like, hey, Mike, come hang out.
CBS says,
I don't know. I saw him working pretty hard with the guys. His technique and stuff like that.
That's not meant to like trash what Mike Vrabel is putting forward. It's just the truth of the matter.
Right.
It's like,
he's not going to be there on game day.
Because this is going to come out very bluntly and poorly, but it's like, okay, what exactly is your role here? Or is it just kind of, hey, I'm an extra set of hands. I can help where I need.
It's like Costanzo when he worked for the Yankees.
Yeah.
Just keep your head down.
What exactly does it is that you
can't
do
tell
here?
Me that under the desk condo he had there, that was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's epic.
On Caleb Farley, CBS says, for the Browns, this is a low-risk, buy-low move to possibly add a talented defensive back to your secondary. I'm sorry, do the Browns not love defensive backs? They love their defensive backs.
Did we keep 11?
I think we kept 14.
14, yeah.
17. Was it 23? I'm not sure.
Hut.
Your president of football operations, Andrew Berry, DB in college. Your head coach, DB in college. They love their DBs.
I got 9.
If Mike Vrabel says, hey, you know what? Caleb Farley's pretty good, and he's a good guy. He'll fit in well. Boom. I'll bet he's here. That's interesting. Terrace Marshall Jr., who's the wide receiver I've talked about since the second he got cut in Carolina, and he was put on waivers. He wasn't claimed. They have potential landing spot for him. This one makes perfect sense. Your Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills. That's interesting.
That show was so good.
There's a station that's notorious for doing marathons. I will get sucked in every time.
Really?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Just die laughing.
Yeah?
Who's your favorite character on that show?
Oh, now you're doing it to me. Now you're making me blank on this.
You're going to say Grady?
Sounds stupid. Grady.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I was like,
thank you.
I thought Lamont was good. I just thought he was such a great, steady character.
Isn't that Desmond Wilson is now a minister, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Red Fox was outstanding. I mean, Red Fox was the show. Let's not.
Oh, without question.
But there was something cool about Lamont.
I'm going over guys who were cut.
You're giving us clunkers, man.
Yeah, I mean.
I would rather talk about the show where they picked up the clunkers, and at least we got the laugh at that.
You know what?
We feel bad laughing at your list.
Lamont's got the red truck out back. He can pick up some of these guys if you want.
Hutch. I mean, Lord knows Grady. I mean, that poor hot TV finally got the hot TV back after a while. That one was on the other night. I was dying laughing where Red bought the TV that was stolen from Grady's house. That was tremendous. That's theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
USA Today. She was from here, wasn't she?
USA Today has the 10 most surprising cuts. Terrace Marshall's one of them. I'm telling you, that's the guy to keep an eye on. Do you think the Browns would have any interest in Ken Carmen's brother, Jackson, who was cut by Cincinnati, offensive lineman, was a second-round pick? Or does Joe Burrow's injury history mean you don't want him? They also had Noah Brown on their 10 most surprising list. And Isaiah Hodgins, another wide receiver that Dan's going to play the clunker sound about that I like. I want this team to add another wide receiver. They also had Caleb Farley on the list. Interesting.
All right, so you believe that
Deontay Foreman.
If you're bringing somebody in, they probably have to be better than David Bell and then Jamari Thrash. You've got to knock Thrash out of his spot.
I think you've got to knock David Bell out first. I think he's the guy, first and foremost, who is the guy to perhaps get let go. And I would think you might be able to get David back on the practice squad. I don't think anybody would claim him.
I guess you're right.
I think there are guys with more upside. And it's not just the fifth and sixth wide receivers, Andy. It's, to me, looking at next year. do you want to see if you can get somebody in here who, hey, wait a minute, this guy is really pretty good. And maybe it's a guy like Marshall, who was a second-round pick, because Amari Cooper's a free agent, because Elijah Moore's a free agent. Because is Jerry Jeudy ready to step up and become a number one wide receiver if you don't pay Amari Cooper to stick around?
Jeff, am I really going to do that, though, when I've invested in Cedric Tillman, and I've given him the third-round status, and I've given him a bunch of opportunities?
Cedric is there. To me, Cedric gets the opportunity, but I'm going to bring in a guy who might be my fifth or sixth wide receiver.
Well, all right.
And see what happens. And I'm sorry, we all know somebody's going to get hurt.
If we're losing our minds over the fifth and sixth wide receiver on a ball
club. I'm trying to have an interesting, informative conversation about something that perhaps could add to our football team.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, too. You're talking about your...
Yeah, we're trying to find Brady's TV. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's true. What we're talking about, though, is the fifth or sixth or
like
sixth, seventh, or eighth best receiver on your team when you use the tight ends as much as we do.
You're good now. We don't have to do this. Like, this is the stuff that you did for 20 years. You would sit there going, "Oh, let's hit the waiver wire."
This is even better because we have four guys we like. This team is so deep. We're looking after guys number five and six at wide receiver.
Does Musa Muhammad have anything left in the tank? Maybe that's a guy we could get in here.
By the way, Donovan Peoples-Jones was cut by Detroit.
Like, you don't have to do this anymore. You're good. You're good.
No,
you're looking
now
at
that's
fourth
even,
and fifth
that's
wide
even
receivers.
More that's even more reason to do it.
Oh, Peerless Price had a really good year in Atlanta.
Now
that's a guy
even
get
more
something.
The reason to do it.
Come on.
You people, you have no spunk.
Oh, we do. We've got spunk. We've got spunk to go try to find what happened.
Is anybody else with me?
No.
I think there's some intriguing wide receivers who are better than guys we have, and I want one.